Greetings, friends. Well, we only have 6 more programs in which we can discuss the question, why is God allowing so much suffering? And the answer that I've given to you is that God wants to teach us that sin sucks. Sin is horrible. But think about this. We've already discussed the fact that sin sucks life out of the soul, and that leaves us with death. We've already talked about sin sucks health out of the mind, and that leaves us with distress. But there's a third way that sin sucks. And how is that? Well, sin also sucks health out of the body, and that leaves us with disease. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the fact that sin sucks health out of the body, leaving us with disease. And God wants to teach us this lesson that sin sucks. It's horrible, and it should be intolerable. So sickness comes from sin. Make no mistake about it. Now, I'm not saying that sickness always comes from our own sins. Sometimes sickness comes from the sins of others. But there is no two ways about it. Sickness comes from sin. Now let's turn over to the book of John, and we'll read chapter 9 and verses 1 through 3. Because here we're going to see that it was someone else's sin that caused a man to be born blind. It wasn't as a result of his own sin, but it was a result of sin. So this is in the book of John, chapter 9, and verses 1 through 3. Here it says, Yeshua saw a man who was blind from birth. He was born that way. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents that sinned? Which one sinned that caused him to be born blind? And Jesus answered and said, Well, it was neither. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. So it wasn't the man's fault, and it wasn't his parents' fault. But it was somebody's fault, because all sickness comes from sin. And God goes on to answer through Yeshua that he allowed this person to be born blind so that the works of God might be revealed in him. So specifically, this man had not committed a sin that led to his blindness. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but it wasn't a particular sin that this man committed that caused him to be blind. Neither was it a sin, a particular sin, of his parents, but it was someone's sin. Now let's turn over to John chapter 5, and we'll read verses 2 through 14, because this will teach us that sometimes our sicknesses can come as a result of our own sins. This is in John chapter 5 and verses 2 through 14. It says here, There is a pool at the sheep gate at Jerusalem, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of those who were sick, people who were blind, lame, having withered limbs. They were waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then, whoever stepped first in to that water after the angel stirred it up, that person was made whole of whatever disease he had. And there was a certain man that was there, and you can imagine this scene that this angel comes and stirs up the water, and when people see that, and you know that their eyes were fixed on this, and when they saw that, there was this big rush to get down there. And of course you would rush to get down there too, so that you could be healed. And there was a certain man there who had an infirmity for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there, knowing that he had been there for such a long time, Jesus said to him, Do you desire to be made whole? And the infirm man answered him, and of course there's no way that words can really capture his emotion. But he says, Sir, when the water is troubled, I have no one to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And because the man had faith, he did exactly that. He took up his bed and he walked. And I would think that he ran, just rejoicing, telling everybody that he knew what had happened. Now afterward, and this would be after a little while, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you are the same person that I made whole." Now notice this next statement. Jesus said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come to you." Sin no more, lest a worse thing come to you. Jesus is intimating here that he would fall into a sickness or perhaps even death if he continued to walk in sin. So Jesus is telling him that your sin would cause something worse than your curse of an infirmity for 38 years to come upon you. So you see how Jesus is telling this person, do not sin. If you sin, your sin will lead directly to something worse than this curse of being infirm for 38 years. So in the first case that we saw, it was not the man, neither his parents that sinned that directly caused this person to be born blind. Someone's sin had, but it wasn't this man who was born blind. And then in this next case, Jesus is intimating that if this person did sin, this person who had an infirmity for 38 years that was healed, that if he did sin, he would suffer a curse worse than his infirmity of 38 years. Now, what are some examples of diseases, of sickness of the body that has come as a result of sin? Well, one, for instance, is AIDS. AIDS is a sickness that has come about primarily because of sexual sins and the sins of drug addiction. People get the AIDS primarily through sexual intercourse and also then through drugs, sharing of needles. And of course, a lot of the AIDS could be solved if there were heterosexual marriages and that it was one man with one woman for life. That is what God has intended in marriage. A man and a woman, not two men, not two women, but a man and a woman in marriage. Not a man and a woman outside of marriage. Not a man and a woman with multiple partners, even in marriage. One man, one woman, inside of marriage, for life, to have sex with one another. That would stop the spread of AIDS to a large degree. And then, of course, if people who were infected with the AIDS stopped shooting themselves up with heroin, with other type of drugs, that would also stop the spread of AIDS as they share these needles one person to another. Of course, you have cancer. Lots of cancers come about because of the sin of smoking. Now, you might think that that's a harsh statement, but if we know that something is bad for us, and there's plenty of evidence to show that smoking is bad for you, I mean, it's right there on the label, and you know that the cigarette manufacturers hated to put that on the label, but because people know and regulators know that smoking is so bad that it can cause death, then these labels had to be put onto these cigarettes. So, smoking is something that is bad, and when a person does that, they are basically committing suicide. They're murdering themselves. They're hating themselves. And other people that smoke around other individuals are hating these individuals. They're not loving themselves. They're not loving other people. Those are harsh statements, but that is a sin. That's why smoking is a sin. And of course, it causes many forms of cancer, primarily lung cancer. Then we have the mad cow disease. Now, what sin does this come from? Well, it comes from the sin of violating God's natural pattern. Cows do not eat meat. Cows eat vegetation. The mad cow disease has come about because farmers, in their greed, their desire to make money, have fed these cows meat. Well, these cows get mad. They go crazy because their bodies are not designed to eat meat. That is not the natural order. So people are violating this principle and feeding them things that they should not eat. So you have mad cow disease, which in turn, if we eat these cows that are infected with that disease, then we can become diseased. And then there's the bird flu. And right now, scientists don't really know what the cause of the bird flu is. But again, it's guaranteed that it's from some sin, because all sickness is as a result of sin. Now, regardless of how sicknesses come into our body, the question is, how can we get rid of these sicknesses? Because God is a loving God. God does not want us to be in ill health. He does not want our bodies to be diseased. These all come as a result of sin. So obviously, to get rid of this, we should repent of our sins. We should turn away from our sins, and we should live a righteous life. Also, here's a key found in Psalm 103 and verses 2 through 3. This is the book of Psalm, chapter 103 and verses 2 through 3. This is a key for how we can be healed. It says, "Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits. He forgives all of our iniquities." So that's the spiritual side of it. "He heals all our diseases." That's the physical side of it. And now in Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5, we're going to see specifically how he forgives us of our sins and how he heals us of our diseases. This is in Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. It says of Yahweh, who became Yeshua, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was beaten for our iniquities. The chastisement of his body brought us peace, and by his stripes we are healed." Because Jesus Christ allowed his body to be broken, our bodies can be made whole. It is through his stripes that we are healed. So first, we should repent of our sins. We should be determined to live the right way. If we are having illicit sex, any sex that is outside what God says, if we are treating our bodies improperly by injecting drugs or by smoking, we should turn away from that. If we are eating the wrong foods, and God talks about clean and unclean meats that he has given us to eat, if we turn away from eating the wrong type of foods, and we love ourselves and eat nutritious foods as God has ordained it, then God knows that we're serious, and we can go to God in faith, and we can ask that through the stripes of Jesus Christ, we be healed. And in many, many cases, because of God's compassion, God will heal us. Now, God may have something else in mind. God is not promised to heal every one of us right now. All of us will be healed eventually, but it may not happen right now. It may happen after Christ's second coming, when our bodies are transformed into spirit-composed, eternal bodies. That may be when our healing comes, but our healing will come, and God guarantees it. So we know that sin sucks, and one way that sin sucks is it sucks health out of the body.